96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langyo. I'm glad you can join us today here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this, the 28th of March, 2024. We call Monday Thursday, the Thursday before Good Friday. Donald Saunders, was born on the 12th of February, 1975, in Nassau. The Miss for Saunders Strawn, Nee Miller, and Donald G. Saunders. He is a foster child of Archdeacon Keith Cartwright. Don received his early education at St. Francis and Joseph Primary School, Nassau in the Bahamas, and Ellen Coakley Secondary School in Exuma, where he served as head boy before graduating in 1992. Attended the College of the Bahamas on a scholarship, graduating in 1994 with an arts degree in history. He studied at the University of West Indies, Cave Hill, Barbados, on a Grand Bahama Port Authority scholarship, earning a Bachelor of Science degree with honors in sociology and political science in 1998. He completed studies leading to the award of a Bachelor of Law degree, LLB honors, at the University of Leeds, United Kingdom in 2000, and completed a postgraduate diploma in law and the Bar Vocational Course, University of Northumbria, United Kingdom. Don is a member of Lincoln's Inn, was called to the Bar of England and Wales and to the Bahamas Bar in 2001. Between 2002 and 2003, he served on the Bahamas Bar Association's Public Relations and Legal Aid Committee. An active alumna of College of the Bahamas, Don served as vice president of the College of the Bahamas Alumna Association from 2002 to 2004 and was president from 2004 to 2008. He was a member of the College of the Bahamas Council 2004 to 2008 and a certain of the College of the Bahamas Council's Student Life Subcommittee and vice chair of the Staffing Subcommittee. He served as a director and legal advisor of the Bahamas Humane Society 2009 to 2012 and was appointed to the board of the Bridge Authority in 2011 and served there to 2012. He worked in a number of leading law firms in the Bahamas. Following completion of his pupillage at Higgs and Johnson, he was engaged as an associate at Halsbury Chambers, where he worked from 2003 to 2008 and subsequently at Graham Thompson & Co., where he was from 2008 to 2012. In late 2012, Don became a founding partner at Essex Law Chambers and served there as a property manager in City West Property Management and Documents Express. He has held several positions in the Free National Movement, serving as councilman, as national deputy secretary, and as an executive member. He was married to Tiffany Lee Bullard Rigby and a couple has two children. I read that impressive resume of Don Saunders, as you have by now heard that Don was the victim of a killing last night, to the shock, utter shock, and utter terror of seeing of his family, friends, and loved ones. Don was a member of Parliament for the Tall Pines constituency and was a deputy Speaker of the House of the Assembly, and to this day was a vice chair, deputy chair. So he has official and party. Don Saunders was a pleasant soul. I don't know about others. I know what many who I know say and what I experience myself. Even in debate, in battle, he was a pleasant soul. Even in disagreement, he was a pleasant so and met his demise in the way that we have come to learn, having been shot to death. It's just utterly, utterly tragic and horrendous. Immense potential. Eager, yearning, desirous, actually contributing to his gunned down at the tender age he was. Just tragic. Dawn was to go and watch his son perform. Drifter. Son, I think, was leaving today. Only to have to confront this great tragedy. Half of myself, my family, the Zilai family, we tremendous condolences, heartfelt condolences to his family, to his friends, to all his Free National Movement family, and let me help you all with something. All Party family, friends, and all of his COI and other family members and friends, because Dawn Saunders's life cut many times across all boundaries in this country. He was a pleasant soul. Dawn was on the show. Dawn was actually on, if I'm not mistaken, it may have been Howard's show. And I was listening to him. And I told him this, actually. I told him this afterward. I was listening to him, and I said to myself, Dawn seemed to have matured so much in his thought process, in his articulation, just so much. And I was impressed. I also told him about just one or two points I thought he might have wanted to come at life a little differently, but I was impressed at the extent to which I had been able to observe him grow. And you love to see that in a young person. You love to see that in a young man, a younger woman. You love. And he was, with enthusiasm and dedication, Dawn pursued what he pursued. He is one now of 36 souls have been murdered in the Bahamas. But let's be clear, all souls matter, all persons matter. And some people's circumstances were different than other people's circumstances. But Dawn was a state official in the Bahamas. He was a member of parliament, a deputy speaker of the House of Assembly. Right? You know, and the carriage of his murder will be carried as such across the world. But for us today, we remember a friend, a colleague. We remember a comrade in arms in the fight for a better Bahamas. We remember today a young man of great, great, great substance, potential. And we pray God's comfort on his family, on his friends, and those who have worked and were working with him in all of his capacities, whether they were his professional or political friends. Today is a tragic day, a sad day, to have to mount these airwaves to speak of the murder, the killing, the death of, the demise of Dawn Saunders. How unfortunate. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
When faced with an illness like cancer, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF. At work.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your grand affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got big fool. Side. I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the crack crime, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
With your grace, so will be saved.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Through all your life circumstances, good, bad, and ugly, sometimes the only thing you can do is pray. And you cannot make sense of the world in which you live, pray. When you can't change the circumstances you are in yourself, pray. When you cannot stomach nor tolerate the people or things that are aggravating you, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. The family, the friends, or Dawn trying to rationalize, or not just of Dawn, but of others who have perished and perished in circumstances which they wonder, what, why? How come this one? Why that one? Sometimes all you can do is pray. There's no answer immediately coming. There's no clarity immediately coming. There's no words of wisdom immediately come in. But there is a God who knows all things. And in his time and in his own way, he can provide clarity, comfort, peace to every troubled heart. And there are many today. Not just the troubled hearts of the family, friends, and associates of troubled hearts of the family, friends, and associates of many people, wondering not only about the people who they lost, you know, sometimes about the people who they are losing, about the people they have to watch decline in their health and in their strength and in their mental abilities. And we could try to dismiss the pain and dismiss the anguish and dismiss the concern and dismiss the confusion and dismiss the frustration that they are. But then all of that dismissal does nothing to dismiss the reality of what they are going through. But that's why I'm saying, sometimes when you cannot find, because giving up ain't no option, you know, falling in ain't no option, becoming bitter is, mind you, it is something we can do, but, and I say it's not an option. It's not an option for finding better. It's not an option for getting through. It's not an option for getting over. It's not an option for being victorious over the circumstances. And so when you find yourself there, and you listen to people and you say, listen, man, I didn't hear enough, go pray. You don't need no sophisticated prayer. You don't need no loud prayer. You don't need any long prayer. You can sit in your chair. You can lay in your bed. You could sit on your toilet. You could lay in your tub. You could sit in your car. You could walk on the side of the road. You could be wherever you are, and you could say, Lord, I do not understand this. And the pain I am feeling and the frustration I am feeling is feel more than I can bear. But your son said that we are always to pray and not to faint. And that's why I'm just saying to you, I'm just telling you how I feel. I feel like you have abandoned me. I feel like you have let me down. I feel like you have not kept me. You have not kept mine. You have not protected us. You have not. I feel that way. Speak to me. Help me understand it, because I want to understand it. Or if I can't understand it, I want to find some peace in the circumstance. And sometimes if you get low enough, and if you pray sincerely enough, you will rise. Yes, still you will rise. Even when they've shaken their head wondering what the devil is wrong, still you will rise. Even when they looking at and thinking, yeah, it'll never happen, you will never get through this, you will never get by this, you will never pass through this, still you will rise. Producer, play the song for them, because still you will rise.
Sky, yeah. yet still I rise above all my problems, above all my eyes can see. Knowing God is able to strengthen me, to strengthen me.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I feel lonely. Still I rise. Through all the pain and all the heartache and all the tragedy and all the distress and all the frustration and all the challenges, still I rise. Why? 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 You know, I was in a church one time sharing a message with some people, and I asked them, I said, how many of you have been through something you thought you would never come through? And everybody raised their hand. I mean, practically everybody raised their hand. And then I said, how many of you have been through three or four things and thought you'd never come through them, and came through all of them? And almost everybody raised their hand. I said, has anybody in here been through some stuff you didn't think you would get through, all the stuff in your life, and you came through them? And everybody raised their hands. And I said, and still, even on the basis of our experience, we sometimes doubt that we will come through and that the God that we serve will bring us through. Not because of us, not because of us, but because of him. Why you could rise? Why would I rise? You know why? Because there's nobody greater. Nobody greater. So we're going to listen to Lil Bashawn Mitchell say to all of you, crying, weeping, sorrowful, heart sad, and really, really dismayed today. Look to the one. There's nobody greater. We'll take this in. We'll be back after the news break. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
I ain't marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
From each other. There's too many homeless souls and ragamuffin soldiers. What we need is love. And what do we need? Everybody, vice versa, love to all the hungry. Born and get some. Vice versa, love, come on and get it. Vice versa, love. solution we need is love. Love for everyone. Mothers, tell your daughters. Fathers, please tell your sons. Just warn them, teach them, tell them, show them. What we need, everybody, we want vice versa love to all the hungry, vice versa love to all the rich, vice versa love, come on and get it, vice versa love, warn them. What we need is love. That's what we need. Everybody, we want vice versa love to all the hungry. Vice versa love to all the reject. Versa love, come on and get it. Vice versa love. Teach them, tell them, warn them, warn them, tell them, warn them, warn them, teach them. Them, teach them.
Vice versa love. That's Barrington Levy singing about the one thing, the heart of a person truly exist and is practiced and rehearsed will result in no other human being being harmed, because love won't do it. And we harm each other when we offend each other intentionally now, because sometimes offense comes when you ain't mean it, when you're not trying to do it. But when we seek to hurt people, it's because we have allowed the love in our hearts to dwindle or be suppressed or to be rejected, or we don't have it. But when we activate love in our hearts, if we don't kill and meme and hurt each other deliberately, intentionally, maliciously, premeditatively, we don't do it. And that's why man say, what we need is love. Vice versa love, love for you, you for me. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today, a sad day amongst many days in this year and the years before, where we have had people shot to death, murdered. In this instance, a well-known, well-beloved, active member of our society, an alumnus of the University of the Bahamas, yea, the College of the Bahamas, member of the Bar Association of the Bahamas, a member and executive of the Free National Movement, former member of Parliament, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and deputy speaker of one of the longest parliaments in our world. Donald shot down and killed yesterday. Police continue their investigations, continue their search for the perpetrators of this crime. And in the meantime, children, and relatives, and friends, and loved ones, and colleagues, and the like just are stunned. Stunned. Shocked. Horrified that this has happened. And what could we do? We could offer comfort. We could offer support. We can offer prayers. It's about as much as we can do. The resurrection power that exists in the world does not belong to us. It can only be accessed through the resurrector. This text says, great show as usual, the crime in Nassau is past ridiculous, at which point the government will deal with the need to hang or long prison sentences. We always echo the same set of stuff. The government needs to deal with the criminals, the government. Well, when the government hanging you, you then kill. That ain't dealing with the criminals, right? That's like maybe executing justice, and that should happen. But that don't stop us from getting killed. When you hang, you are being hanged for having killed. We want to get to where the killing doesn't happen. Is this hanging going to do that? Well, apparently not in the world we live in. These criminals don't care who they kill. I believe that that is true. It says, now this will be another murder. The international news will discredit our country's reputation with and discredit is warranted. It's texting Mr. Lang, I want to say something. It might be too nice. These criminals are like, okay. Yeah. So, anyways, I want to play this song for you. When things happen this way to our loved ones, our friends, our family, there is and can be the impulse to anger and bitterness and hate and what have you, all kinds of things, sometimes even to despair. Well, I want you to listen to the words of the song. Maybe even sometimes in relationships, these things arise. But listen to this song and see if it doesn't speak to you and provide some guidance, some instruction. Go ahead, producer. Play a song, please.
Life was bitter to the core. Until love came, and even second times around, happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart was breaking.
Thought was my own.
Soul was aching.
Tears covered me. Some relief.
Joy comes in the morning.
I've been searching for
many times.
The keys to life's door.
Need to know how.
Brought to my knees.
Savior, can you help
and
me?
Was led to believe.
I tell you, I was too
but His love showed me. Love said not so. Even with the odds against me. Love showed me. Love said not so. Without a reason for cause. Enjoy, place don't fall. Having no hope at all, and not a love until love came.
His love shall make love said not so. Even with the odds against me, love shall me love said not so. Keep on holding on. Love shall me love said no. Love told me don't let go. Love shall me love said not so. That's what he told me. He told me not so. Hey, I wanna tell everybody you're my love and my prized possession. Because of you, I've got pride and joy. Can you help me, brother?
You're my love, nah, nah, nah. Christ, possession.
So can you say it again?
You're my love, no. Christ, possession.
Because
of you, I've got pride and joy.
So tell the world it's love. I've got joy. See, I've got love everlasting. Oh, everlasting. Joy everlasting. I've got joy.
Tell the world it's love everlasting. Joy everlasting. Hope everlasting. I've got joy. Say it again. Oh boy. Listen to me. I want you all to know this God honest truth. You hear me on this radio with these songs, eh? I believe this with all my heart. I do. And I can tell you in those desperate, quiet, difficult, challenging, and troublesome moments in my life. Man, listen, I just turned to these songs. I just turned to the God of these songs, and I just turned to the prayer that I've been telling you about to the God of these songs. And yes, I have an associate's degree from the College of the Bahamas in chemistry and biology, so a secular degree. Yes, I have a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Western Ontario. Yes, I have a master's degree, a master's in business administration degree in banking from the University of Bangor in Wales. And yes, I have all kinds of secular knowledge, high knowledge. And I don't care how many people out there think, oh, you're talking nonsense. I believe and have proven in my own life, seen it in the lives of other people. Man, it makes a world of difference. World of difference. I ain't coming out of nobody else's thing. You do you. If that's how you want. Carry on, do you. But I'm just taught. You know, sometimes if you taste something, you could only tell people how it tastes to you. I don't expect you to like the curry I like or the pea soup and dumpling I like. I'm only telling you what I taste and what I like, what I have experienced. So all I'm saying, and I'm hoping today, on this Thursday before Easter, before Good Friday, where we commemorate the time when Jesus, as he said, what happened to him, went up to Jerusalem to be tried by the Romans at the behest of the Sanhedrin Council of the Jewish. For what? that he, being a man, would equal himself with God. How? By calling himself a son of God. That's what he was, crucified for, you know. He was crucified, and the Romans conjoined with the Sanhedrin Council, because the Romans felt an allegiance with the Sanhedrin Council to do something with this man who they thought themselves was innocent of anything to be anything worthy of condemnation. But to the extent that the Jews felt that he was a threat, and they felt that the Jews' belief that he was a threat might have created some civil unrest for themselves, because they was always worried about the Jewish people rising up in civil unrest. They said, well, you know, I give you a choice. You know, you all always get one to get let free. Who are you? You want? You want Jesus called the Christ, or you want Barabbas? And they wanted what we commemorate as Friday. They nailed him to a cross. That was a typical way for the Romans to carry out capital punishment. Jesus is a nailing to the cross was not unique. Others were nailed to the cross on the side of him. So he wasn't the only person nailed to the cross. Many had been nailed to the cross long before him. But they never nailed an innocent man who had life in himself to a cross. And they never nailed one to the cross who came to be nailed on that cross as a sacrifice for every single human being on the planet. That's the big difference. And that's what is commemorated tomorrow, but we call it Good Friday. And even though it was a day for the killing of Jesus, we call it Good Friday because we knew that that killing was for the resurrection of them that would believe. I'm not coming down on you. I'm telling you what we believe and why you're going to have that holiday tomorrow. You who don't believe, you're going to have a holiday tomorrow because of people who believe it. And so tomorrow, many in the Christian community will remember the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that flowed from his head, torn to shreds with a crown of thorns, the blood that flowed from his hands, being pierced as they were by those big Roman nails, blood that flowed from his feet, being nailed to that cross by the Roman soldiers, and the blood that flowed from his side when they pierced him with a sword, and the water and the blood flowed. And the blood that flowed from all over his body, slashed as he was by a whip which had bones, so that when they strike your flesh, they rip your flesh out. So people will remember the blood, and the New Jersey Mass Choir sings about that blood. And we're going to listen to them and take that into the break. And then when we come back, we will continue on this Good Thursday. Oh, the blood of Jesus, New Jersey Mass Choir.
He got up with all power in his hand. But you know what? He's going back to his father in glory. And he's soon to come again. Everybody sing out.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ordinary Burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau. Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast. Available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your grace and mercy brought me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your grace and mercy brought me through. If you don't believe his grace and mercy got you where you are, has me where I am, boy, let me tell you. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, a day when we remember our fallen friend, family member, co-worker, colleague, and remember the Lord God, Jesus Christ, whose death we commemorate tomorrow in this Easter season. Steck says, good day, Mr. Lang. We as a people like to say government without the public help, the government can't succeed with it. This crime issue, these criminals live in our homes. Some people would report their family who doing these cowardly acts. Then when the government put down the iron fist, they will be the main set finding the money to find lawyers for these heartless humans to come right back out to break another family heart by killing an innocent person again, says that Texas. Texas, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I was devastated when I heard the news. I can't, having just lost my brother lately, not from violence, but I know the heartbreak. The devil is surely working overtime. It seems like nothing ever happens to the bad guys. My sincerest condolences to his family, friends, and the Free National Movement. We surely lost an intelligent, vibrant young soul. Love and blessings, Nurse. This Texas boy, you taking me right back to them good old Calvary Temple days. Good stuff, my Lord. Yeah. You know that one, that's a for sure Calvary Temple. Choir days, favorite. Yeah. So I hope, my friends, that you can't take anything for granted. You shouldn't. We should try not to, let's put it like that. I do still. I still take a lot for granted. I really do. And I am trying to awaken my mind, awaken my heart to the understanding life's fickle. And I'm not eager to die, but, you know, it's not something that horrifies me every day because, like so many of you, We live with hope, and we have hope beyond this grave, the grave, and hope beyond this life. And so you don't see it the same way. But I'm not interested. I don't know that anybody's interested in having somebody gun them down, stab them, beat them down, knock them down, and that kind of nonsense. I don't think anybody's interested in that. If we can grow to a ripe old age and lay down on our beds and the good master say, okay, give me my breath back. Then we could live with that. We could deal with that. We find that acceptable. We find it unacceptable that somebody takes liberty to take our lives. Unacceptable that somebody comes and wrecks our bodies with some brutality. We don't, that's not acceptable on any scale, by any measure. That's not acceptable. But we cannot altogether control what other people do. And so sometimes we fall victim and prey to these things. And the God of grace and the God of mercy and the God of salvation has to be our people.
Since St. Jude opened in 1962, the hospital has continued to push for new and better treatments.
And we have to just put our confidence in him. Now, if I might for one moment say a word to the brother and sister, the friend who might be today thinking through, Mr. Lang, you have no idea the many errors I have made in my life, the many mistakes I have made in my life. There's no way God is going to keep me, take me, accept me through all those days of fornication, all days of adultery, all those days of lying, all those days of cheating, all those days of hating, all those days of being caught up in all kinds of things that even I knew at the time I was caught up in it, they were not good things. You don't know, Mr. Lang. Well, bro, today is something. The scripture says the good man falls down many times and seven times and gets up seven times. Jesus was asked, how often should you forgive your brother? He said, 70 times seven. We took that to mean, well, that's 490. No. In Jesus' parlance, that means as often as is required. So there's no excuse. And no excuse, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. What is required of the fallen man is to get up again. What is required of the fallen person is to get up again. What is required of the fallen child is to get up again. What is required of the fallen girl is to get up again. What is required of the fallen boy is to get up again. What is woman is to get up again. What is required of the fallen man is to get up again. What is required of the fallen old person is to get up again. What's required of the fallen politician is to get up again. The fallen priest is to get up again. The fallen preacher is to get up again. The fallen pastor to get up again. The fallen teacher to get up again. Professional to get up again. Manager to get up again. President to get up again. Judge to get up again. That's what is required. And this is what this song sings about. Lonnie McClurkin, we fall down, we get up again. Donnie McClurkin.
We all make mistakes.
All of us.
Yeah, even the best of us. Somehow, while trying to do right, we mess things up along the way. We disappoint others. We disappoint ourselves.
We all make mistakes.
But it's not over.
It's not over.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down.
Say now.
But we get up.
But we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do.
We
rise back up again.
For the saint, just a sinner.
No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on you.
Get back up again.
Just get back up again. Oh.
For a
saint.
My brother, my sister. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He is waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
Get back up
again.
For a saint,
just yeah.
Get back up again.
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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. How? By believing, by trusting that the work of Christ is a finished work. It was adequate enough to cover every single error, every single sin, every single breach of God's law. That's how adequate Jesus was for the task. And so you can get back up knowing that was covered. No, you don't continue in. We don't strive to continue in sin and error, but we know that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We know that if we sin and we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall become as white as snow. So this isn't an invitation extended by Shivago or by some pastor, some priest somewhere. This is an invitation extended by God himself. This is the work of Good Friday. Good Friday had to happen because our fall-ups and mess-ups happened. Good Friday was necessary because Mary Magdalene had been putting her treasures in that alabaster box for the wrong reasons until she discovered Jesus. Good Friday had to happen because you and I and so many others over the course of human history have messed up. And God, who created us, took responsibility for the creation that he made and made a way for there to be a rescue. And that's why Michael W. Smith sings this beautiful song. Beautiful song. Beautiful song, above all powers. Let me tell you something. You and I mess up. We by our own intent, volition, mess up. You and I, we make bad choices. We make bad judgments, right? That's true. We make some good choices and good judgments too. But we make some bad ones, right? But there are influences in this world. There are powers in this world, seen and unseen, that are shaping some of our choices, that are influencing some of our ways. And then Jesus' disciples said, Lord, did not you plant good plants in this garden? Whence then comes these weeds, the enemy? He said, just as God has sown sons in the earth, so the devil has sown sons in the earth. There are powers and principalities in this world at work seeking to influence us in ways that we cannot imagine. But there is a power above all powers. There is a power above all powers, and that's the power of which Easter speaks. It is the power that is commemorated at Easter. You don't have to believe in it. I don't have to believe in it. That doesn't stop it from existing. My denial of the wind does not make the wind cease to be. My denial of the galaxies does not make the galaxies cease to be. But when I embrace the truth, then the truth will set me free. So I'm going to leave you with this song and trust and hope you have a marvelous, good Friday, and Easter. Let me read including notes. So Mr. Langdon's son is a swimmer, so he traveled nowhere because swimming will be at Betty Kelly Canning Complex. RIP, amen, okay. So boys to men, how can I say goodbye? See, a sad day, capital punishment may not deter others, but the one that's punished will never do it again. Also, it's not just about deterrent. It's about ensuring that the punishment fits the crime. Justice should be certain, swift, and severe. Where we shed the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. God made man in his own image, Genesis 9 and 6, okay? Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Condolences to the family of Mr. Saunders. Today feels so sad and somber, but the love and peace of Jesus Christ will help us go on in our country. Righteous anger rises in me when merciless humans take the lives of productive men and women, but yet we shall rise. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Condolences to Mr. Saunders and family, friends, and the Bahamas as a whole. We have lost a gentleman. Great show for this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you all have a fantastic Easter above our powers. God bless.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasure of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.